Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Monday, the 17th of July. This week in Battle Drill Devotionals, following the Salvation Army's Congress in the United Kingdom and Ireland, Together 2023, we consider what we can do to build up our church to be as beautiful as it can be. Our reading for this week is Philippians chapter 2 and verses 1 to 5. Today we're reading it from the New Living Translation. Have the attitude of Christ. Is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ? Any comfort from his love? Any fellowship together in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and compassionate? Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Amen. Picture in your mind the people you worship with each week. You belong to them, and they belong to you. Every one of them is different, and you are different to them. But just as a human body fits together and works together, so should the body of Christ. That's where we find the power of unity in the church. Whatever differences there are, gender, race, culture, even differences of opinion, they don't matter as much as the unity of the church. The power of unity in the church comes because we have all been baptized by the same Holy Spirit, and that helps us to live and work together in unity. You belong to your church, and you're part of that unity. Many of us have made that sense of belonging visible by being made adherent members or enrolling as a soldier and wearing uniform. But whether you've taken either of those steps or not, you still belong to your church. If we look past the differences we have and focus on the unity Christ wants for us, then God can do amazing work through us. The power of unity in the church is found if you and I are willing to take our place and to play our part. As you think this over today, you might want to use this question to help you. What part do you believe God is asking you to play in the work of the Salvation Army or in your church? I hope to see you tomorrow for another battle drill when we think about serving in the church.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.